Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show. Oh my God, we got one more sleep. I just hit me. Like, we got, this is it. This is it. This is the countdown. Really quick before we start, you're like, wait, where's Jess? Jess is out till Tuesday. So it's me, it's Charlotte, and it's you. So it's a Crame show, which is, you know, always never as good. Charlotte, you know how this goes. On Thursday, we just say, y'all, it's one more sleep. And trust me, we're going to keep you updated with everything happening this morning. I know it's like one of those weird days, but I feel like we got to start the show this way. This is the real hump day. This is, you've exhausted everything. You've given the man all of your energy this week. And the man could be your boss. The man could be your kids. The man could be whoever. Whoever's keeping you down right now. And so but here's the deal. If you go to sleep tonight, you wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. And Friday always feels better. We just chant the words one more sleep together. Let's do that now. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The crowd goes wild. So check it out. It's nasty out there right now. We have a few delays. Do you want to hit delays really quick right now?
Yeah, sure.
And we can get into everything else in a second. But
all right. So we've got a delay of 2 hours for Baltimore Public Schools this morning. Baltimore County, sorry. And they're going to reevaluate shortly. Carroll County Schools, also 2 hour delay. 2 hour delay for Frederick County Schools, Harford County, and then Howard County Schools are closed.
Yeah. So we're going to, that usually gets reevaluated right about now. So as the morning progresses, we'll keep you posted on everything. Mm-hmm. How is your commute in though? We don't get the luxury of being able to turn the radio on and hear our favorite morning show talking about the roads. But I can tell you, it was fine coming up from Columbia this morning. And by fine, I mean, the roads are going to be icy in some spots, so just be careful. But I was okay, like, with the exception of the Beltway. And tell me if I'm wrong. Mm. The Beltway is so hard to see the lines.
I was having the same issue, and they, like, repainted them.
Yes.
So something about the rain or ice was, like, making the old one stand out.
Right.
And you're like, which panicking.
Yes. Is this? I'm not sure which lane I'm supposed to be in.
Yeah, like, definitely be careful with that.
I'm calling Governor Moore. And I'm going to use all of my resources to make sure. It's really dangerous out there. So just on the Beltway, it was a little bit tricky. But let us know how it is where you are so we can pass that along. So a lot of people obviously waking up this morning being like, I don't know if it's too icy to drive in. People driving, you know, up to Baltimore in the city. Keep us posted where you are. Okay, so wish us luck today. We need you. If any days, we need you. But Jess is not here. Charlotte and I are going to try to make our way through this radio program. Kendrick Lamar, halftime show this year, right?
Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not so, like us. They not like us.
That's this
they
year. Like do you know who the very first halftime like show like ever was? Charlotte, like you know, us. This is a long time ago. 1988 was the first halftime, like artist halftime show. We'll talk about it right now in our Throwback Thursday segment. Y'all, it's fun on this rainy, icy, weird morning. We're just going to go back and look at number one songs from previous years here in Maryland, and they'll take you to that moment where we had the very first halftime show. Try to figure it out. 1988, who was popular then? 2015, today, Uptown Funk was number one in Maryland.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk
don't give it to you. And it could come on right now, we'd still.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey, all right. It's fun. It seemed like an easier time in life, 2015, like, things were easier. 2006, Beyonce had the number one song. Check on. Which I wouldn't consider one of the biggest Beyonce songs. Like, when I think Beyonce, this is like not top, even probably.
I just vividly remember her doing a scene in Pink Panther where she's in the recording studio.
Oh, yeah,
singing
this was from
song.
Pink Panther. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
That's what I associate it with.
2007, Toni Braxton was number one with Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak My Heart. Say.
Like 11 singing this about my, you know, sixth grade crush, you know, like she didn't call me that day. I was like, oh my God, don't break my heart, please. All right, Kendrick is the halftime show this year. The very first halftime show with an artist was 1988. It was the Commanders, formerly Redskins, taking on the Broncos. Commanders won, or Redskins won, by the way. First halftime show, Chubby Checker. Yeah, which I know. It seems like they would have had somebody more, like, super popular at the time, but...
That's interesting.
He was on with... But I guess they were probably trying, like, we just got to figure out, like, somebody that's wildly popular.
Listen.
Everyone knows this song.
I would get up and do the twist.
Of course, everyone would.
This is fun.
I mean, clearly, the halftime show has changed over the years. We've gone in different direction, for sure. So it was Chubby Checker. They had the Rockettes on stage. It was 88 grand pianos and the USC, which seems crazy. USC and the San Diego State marching bands also were playing all at the same time. Before that, it was all college bands mostly. So that was the very first. And of course, this year we got Kendrick. So
chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us.
So yeah, it's
they not like us. They not like.
It's changed a little bit. All right, let's Throwback Thursday. Be safe on your commute in this morning, okay?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
All right, we have some updates on closures. In addition to Howard County and Harford County, Carroll County schools are now closed as well. We still have two-hour delays reported for Baltimore County Public Schools and Frederick County, but we'll keep checking that.
We were talking last hour about these days must seem really chaotic to you guys because it seems chaotic to us. Mm-hmm. It seems really chaotic to come in and we're like trying to keep up with what's closing. And I only imagine if you have kids... Like, it's got to seem really stressful trying to figure out, like, okay, it's 2 hour delay. I got to tell work I'm going to be a little bit late because I got to take my kids later. Like, how do these days affect you? I'm genuinely curious. Like, would you rather the schools just say they were closed last night and just be done? Or would you rather have a 2 hour delay? As a parent, text us 410-583-1065 so we kind of know where your brain's at with this stuff. All right.
Number two.
In a survey, 77% of Marylanders see others leave restroom without washing their hands.
Bro.
The Bradley Company just released the results of their healthy hand washing survey, which finds 93% of people would believe hand washing is important for their health. Great. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean that they do it every time they should, as 77% see others leave public restrooms without washing their hands.
Okay, so let's be honest. What percentage of the time do you wash your hands when you leave the public restroom?
100%.
100%?
100%.
Bro, I'm at like maybe 80. Maybe 80.
That's disgusting.
I know, and I'm not proud of that. But
I'm shaming you.
I'm just being... Like, I hear this survey, and I'm like, okay, I'm not alone in this. Are you the same way, though? Like, does that sound gross to you? Are you willing to be honest that, like, not every time do you wash your hands? Sometimes, especially here, like... Like, we have, like, 4-minute breaks, right? Mm-hmm. 3-minute breaks, 2-minute breaks. And it's like, I got to run to the bathroom. I ain't got time to, like, wash my hands. I mean, this board is probably disgusting.
So I should start wearing gloves in here is what I'm hearing.
Don't touch this board, man.
Number one.
Duchess Meghan recruited Billie Eilish to surprise a teen who lost her home in the LA fires. Meghan recently visited Altadena, California last month, and she went to a community where all the homes were left in ashes. Meghan grew up in the LA area, so it's really personal to her. She met a woman whose 15-year-old daughter was devastated because they had left the house and she had left her new Billie Eilish tour shirt in the dryer, and obviously they came back and the dryer was ashes.
Oh, man.
And she had told Meghan all she wanted was her shirt back. So Meghan started talking to everyone she could in Hollywood, sending out voice notes saying, who knows Billie? And Billie was like, I'm not just sending a shirt. She sent multiple clothing merch items of her stuff, a lunchbox, and also a signed copy of her latest album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Pretty awesome.
I mean, to be fair, that shirt was probably $150. So it would seem like a great loss, especially if you've got teens. But even you, Charlotte, you're 27?
28 now. 28.
Would that would be like a big loss. Listen, concert merch was not, tell me if I'm wrong. My generation, 41. My generation, concert merch was not held at such high esteem.
I think you're wrong.
I don't think it was. I don't
remember.
I think
it's remember, a music person thing.
Maybe. And I'm not a huge music person. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember our generation. Like, for example, if you're in your late 30s, early 40s, do you remember going to, like, the Backstreet Boys concert? And, like, you were just so excited to get the merch? I just can't remember all of us, like, freaking out over merch like this next generation is. Like, to them, I'm sure that if you're Billy, like, she maybe lost family heirlooms. She lost pictures of loved ones. Yeah. She lost, you know, her stuffed teddy bear. But it's her Billie Eilish shirt that she maybe held more esteem than any of that stuff.
It's also the memory, because you got it at that show. Like, I still wear my 1975 shirt from 2013.
But y'all are getting ripped off, man. How much is that shirt? $60, $70? That stuff was so expensive.
Probably like 40 back
it's
in the day.
Crazy, man. But nowadays.
Now it's probably more.
That's true. Okay, that's Charlotte. In case you don't know her, that's the top three. Jess is back on Tuesday.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
LFG. Let's play. Let's go. $1,000 in free gas up for grabs right now. What? Maybe true it is. And caller number 10 is playing, but play along in the car too. See how you can answer these trivia questions. Let us know if you're able to knock out all seven today. Caller 10, how is this?
This is Michaela.
Where have you been? Where have you been, Michaela?
This game is so scary to me.
Why?
Because it's just so hard.
I know. You miss the mega prize minute days, don't you?
I do.
But the stakes are so much higher now. I mean, the prize is $1,000 in free gas. For y'all that have listened for a while, this game is about 6 months old at this point. We used to have a different game where you could, as long as you listened, you had a way easier chance of winning. This one, though, baby, we go rogue. You have no idea what you're getting yourself into. Well, Michaela, it's you and I today. Jess is back on Tuesday. You know how this game goes. For everyone else, though, pay attention. You can play along in your car. By the way, are you safe, Michaela? You're not, like, driving around this, like, weird, wet, slash, icy roads?
Yep.
Okay. So, rules today, in case you don't know, 7 trivia questions, 60 seconds. You get $1,000 in free dashing gas. If you get one wrong, you mispronounce one, or you take longer than 60 seconds, we're going to have to get you out. And you can pass on any of these questions you want to, and we'll come back to the end if there's time. Okay? Ready to go, Michaela?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dashing gas starts
Question number one, what type of word is run in the sentence, I run every morning?
Pass.
Question number two, how many months are in 2 decades?
2 decades. Pass.
Question number three, which villain tries to steal Christmas?
The Grinch.
Correct. Question number four, Apple's first MP3 player released in 2001, it was named what?
iPod.
Correct. Question number five. What's the name of the major highway that runs through Baltimore and connects D.C. to New York?
Pass.
Question number six. The table salt is made up of sodium and what other element?
Pass.
Question number seven. What 2000 song is this lyric from? You had a bad day, you're taking one down.
Pass.
Back to question number one. What type of word is run in the sentence, I run every morning?
Verb?
It is a verb. That's 60 seconds right there. There you go, Michaela. Hey, you know what? Here's the thing. I know. It wasn't. Michaela, don't. You sounded defeated.
That's terrible. I don't call anymore.
No. Michaela, you sounded defeated even as you were playing the game. Like, you gave up around question number four.
Well, so out of seven, how many did I even get right?
Well, let's see. You got one, two, three. You got three. Now three.
Oh God, that's terrible.
It's not too bad. How many months? How many months are there in 2 decades? That is
240.
240 is absolutely correct. See, where was that question? Did you Google that, or did you just come to you?
No, I had to do the math in my head, and I wasn't quick enough.
It takes a second. Michaela, what connects DC to New York, runs through Baltimore? It's I-95. 95 is what we were looking for. Table salt is made up of sodium and chlorine, and you had a bad day, you're taking one down, is from Bad Day by Daniel Powder. You had a bad day, you're taking one down. Baby, done it around. Yeah.
This game is scarring.
No,
I'm traumatized.
Michaela, there's not going to be any $1,000 minute trauma. You did fine. You did fine today. I want you to call back tomorrow.
Oh,
we're gonna do it again. There's gonna be 7 more trivia questions. What are you an expert in, Michaela? I'll see if we can add a question in the next couple of days. What are you an expert in?
You know what? I'm an expert in Mega Prize Minute.
Bring it back.
I'm dead. Okay.
Oh my
Sorry,
God,
Kramer.
Hey, you're the best. Tomorrow we'll come back plates for $1,000 and free gas again. You're the best. Thanks, Michaela.
All right, bye.
She said I'm an expert in the old game. Y'all, go to Dash Inn. Seriously, they got burgers over there. They're new griddle-pressed craft burgers. They're cooked to order and served in a brioche bun. Stop by Dash Inn. Honestly, they're great partners of ours. And if you just see a Dash Inn station, be like, oh my God, Dash Inn. You know, make it I'm calling the wrong name. $1,000 minute. Okay. Yeah, go to Dash Inn. We've got a huge celebrity on the show today. Probably actually the biggest celebrity we've had all year, so pay attention. This is Kramer and Jess, Mix 106.5. Jess out today. She'll be back on Tuesday. Well, let's welcome to the show. This is Mike and Joyce. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike and Joyce run a foundation called the Pets with Disabilities. How are you guys tied in with the Super Bowl?
Well, I guess a few years ago, they contacted us to see if we had a puppy for the Puppy Bowl. We usually don't have a lot of puppies, but this particular year, 2021, we had this guy, Jet. Jet was born with no front legs.
Oh, my gosh.
So he can walk on his hind legs, and he has a little wheelchair. And so we went up to the Puppy Bowl, and actually kicked a field goal.
Really?
Yes.
This is so crazy. So, yeah, obviously, we've got a star of the Puppy Bowl on with us, who obviously
yes.
won't say a lot for the radio's sake. We're going to get this video posted, too, so that you can see him. Jet was a previous star of the Puppy Bowl, which obviously, since the Ravens aren't playing this year, we're all going to be tuning into the Puppy Bowl. But we actually have a star that is one of your pups that's going to be in the Puppy Bowl this year.
Yeah, us Mariners can tune in and see Rocky.
Yeah.
He's really cute. He's a little pit bull mix with, once again, deformed front legs.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they like army crawls.
There's going to be 150 pets that are going to be on the Puppy Bowl this year. Only one, by the way, is from Maryland. So you guys look out for Rocky because that's our hometown pet. But how does this work out? Do they call you guys?
We're one of the only special needs rescues in the United States. So they always contact us to see if we have anyone available. And most years we don't. But this year we did. We had Rocky. And they film it up in upstate New York in a quaint little town called Glens Falls.
Well, tell us what that's like to be to have a puppy in the actual Puppy Bowl. Like, how does that process work when you guys get there? Is there training? Do you guys have to, like, work out before?
No, there's no training.
Well, basically, they have a great area where the dogs can kind of get to know each other a little bit. And then they bring them out onto a stage where it's lights, camera, action.
It's pretty intense.
So the happy news with this story is that Rocky's not with us today because Rocky's already been adopted.
He was adopted about maybe 2 months after the Puppy Bowl to a military couple.
To a couple in the Air Force.
I love that.
Greatest couple.
I guess this is dumb. I don't know why I thought the Puppy Bowl was live, but I guess it's pre-recorded, right?
Well, it was not live.
I don't know why. I was like, well, who's going to win? You guys already know. You can't say anything. Wait, when did you guys actually tape the Puppy Bowl then?
October 4th.
October 4th. That's wild. I had no idea that it would take that long to film.
Well, really, it's the production that they put on. I mean, the stage and everything that they have,
it's
kind of shocking when you walk in and you see all the lights and the cameras and so many people.
So make sure that you watch Animal Planet during the game, since nobody really cares who wins in the football game.
Yeah, I think it's at 2 o'clock.
I will tell you, Rocky didn't have a lot of field time, but he has the cutest moment on the field.
Oh, well, now we got to watch it, right?
Yep. That's right.
Now we got to. This is our hometown dog going to be in the Puppy Bowl this weekend. It's Rocky the dog. So he's on Team Rough this year, so make sure that you look out for our guy. What you guys have been doing with the Pets with Disabilities for the last 20 years is incredible. How can we support you guys?
We take disabled dogs, and if we have to pay for an operation to get them, try to make their lives better. And then we'll adopt them out.
We have a brand new website we just launched, so go to the website.
PetsWithDisabilities.org.
Yeah, and thank you very much for having us on.
It's Kramer and Jess. Where's Jess, right? Like, where is Jess today? We didn't really tell you. We told you she was going to be out, you know, Thursday, Friday, Monday. But you may be wondering, like where she is. She's actually gone for kind of a heavy reason. We talked about this. In case you don't know, we also do an uncensored podcast every week. It's just about a 30-minute show where we get on there and just talk about life, and it's uncensored. So I'll warn you, don't, like, if you got little ears around you, we might say some bad words in there. Some more mature topics, if you will. So it's called Kramer and Jess Uncensored, and you can get that on the Odyssey app or literally anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just type in Kramer and Jess Uncensored, and you'll get our uncensored show. So Jess was opening up yesterday about why she's going to be out. I know we didn't really lead in too much on the radio show, but I thought I'd fill you in this morning.
An uncle of mine recently passed away, and so I'm making kind of like an emergency trip home because the celebration of life is this weekend.
Yeah.
I think it's really weird because when I think of my papa who I lost when I was 18, which was like the heaviest loss that I've experienced, yeah, that my family has experienced, honestly, and something that we deal with still to this day. It's like my uncle is a part of that. So right now what I'm like feeling is this transition of like, I feel like that part of my life is kind of disappearing and I'm doing everything that I can to hold on to the memories of that. Mm. So it's weird that he has passed on because he's just a part of a lot of my memories as a child and really like how I remember my papa. My uncle that passed away is technically not blood related to me, yeah, but
Jess's family's big, y'all.
But I have
a big web.
But I have a really big family because how we're connected is my grandparents were best friends with him and my aunt. And so from that friendship, their kids who is like, you know, my dad and my uncles and stuff, they all grew up together and went to high school together. And from there, like we've all just stayed connected to like, to me, they are my family, right, like through and through. And I think for us, like no matter what happens and who we lose, we're going to show up for each other and be there together. And so as sad as this process is, I think it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm blessed and I'm thankful to be a part of a unit that like shows up for each other.
Okay, so that's from our uncensored podcast. And obviously we're sending thoughts to Jess and her family as she's going through this. If you want to listen, honestly, all of us are kind of going through some stuff right now. And we open up this week on our uncensored podcast. If you like the show, hey, add us to your podcast library, Kramer and Jess On Demand. We'd love to spend like 30 more minutes with you once a week. So Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Kramer and Jess Uncensored is what you're looking for to get our uncensored show.
Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The following schools are closed today. We have Howard County Public School System, Harford County, Carroll County, Baltimore County Public Schools, and Frederick County. So enjoy your snow day today.
We're trying to figure out, obviously, if you're a parent, a little chaotic. We got a text from a Baltimore County teacher earlier, and she was saying, as a person who lives in the county, because I was trying to figure out, like, how chaotic are these days for you as a parent, right? Like, I understand the school's got to make the right decision, but I'm sure that doesn't make your morning any easier trying to figure out, like, wait, are we on delay? Are we going to come in? Are we going to, like, what's the plan? We got a text from a Baltimore County teacher that I didn't think about. She says, as a person that lives in the county and works in the city, we deeply appreciate the early notices, you know, because obviously school and daycare plans are often not the same with you know, the length of the day. So if you are teachers too, I'm sure this day is super chaotic for you. So as you're navigating it, we're navigating it with you as well.
Number two.
The NFL has reported that women make up almost half of the audience as of late. They're calling it the Taylor Swift effect.
Wow.
47% exactly, they're saying. They're saying part of the credit belongs to Taylor Swift bringing Swifties to the football field, but there's a lot of other reasons, including women getting more involved in fantasy football leagues, which is pretty cool. And they've said that ads are selling for a record 8 million this year.
I saw that, and that should make you so upset because, like, when you go to buy your 12 pack of Pepsis or whatever, and it's like, it's literally $12, mm-hmm, and you're like, where's this money going to? Then you realize they're paying $8 million for 30 seconds of time, and you should be like, you know what, can we just have it the other way? Like, I know what Pepsi's about. Let's just, like, downgrade the promotion a little bit here, you know?
Number one.
Crayola is bringing back 8 fan favorite retired crayon colors, including the fan favorite color Dandelion. They have been so, Dandelion specifically has been so popular and so demanded that they decided to bring that back for the first time since 2017. Some of the other colors coming back are going to be Blizzard Blue, Magic Mint, Mulberry, Violet Blue, and Raw Umber. And they will also be available as markers and also colored pencils.
Wait. Sometimes I hear these stories and they make me laugh because I'm like, is there a community that's really been, there's so much going on in the world right now, right? Are we really concerned about dandelion color that bad? Is there somebody literally that's like, where's my dandelion?
Have you never seen that one girl on TikTok who loves dandelion Crayola so much that it's all she collects is stuff associated with it?
I'll just show it to you. I didn't realize that was a thing. Maybe there is a fan club. But, like, I hear this, like I'm out here, I'm rallying to make sure we can get our dandelion back. It's like, all right, well, that's what we're going to worry about.
People have spoken.
I mean, yo, if you got to be worried about something, I guess dandelion's a much more fun thing to worry about. That's Charlotte. That's our top three.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, got Anonymous on the voice disguiser. Anonymous, tell us this crazy idea and I'll either tell you to go for it. We'll talk you out of it. What's happening?
So I'm thinking of basing my divorce on the Super Bowl this weekend.
What do you mean? How would you base it?
So me and my husband love each other, but we've been really, really struggling for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, really struggling. We have 2 boys, and we've been trying, I mean, everything. We've been to trial separations, therapy, hypnotherapy. We've been to, like, our second honeymoon. Like, we've tried, I mean, like, everything. And I love this man. Yeah. And I know that he loves me, you know, but
right.
We don't have anything else that's left. So the other night, we're just sitting there and we're drinking a couple of glasses of wine. And he just goes, I know this is going to sound crazy, but why don't we base our decision on the Super Bowl? And, you know, in the moment, I was like, okay, this is silly. But then I'm like, wait, this is kind of genius. Hear me out. We've tried everything. So now it's like, why don't we just leave it to the universe? Let's just leave it to chance. What will be, you know what I mean? And
So you say it like you even know this sounds a little bit crazy. And then by a little, I mean, like, this sounds like a lot crazy. I mean, that's,
I mean, I'm already kind of for it.
Why would you be for that? It just seems like, I mean, as someone that's divorced, I mean, it didn't take us as long, but my ex-wife and I, we took about 6 months to really, like, weigh the options out and really, you know, put a lot of heartfelt thought into it.
Yeah.
And you say you did therapy and they weren't able to give you guys enough clarity.
I mean, we tried. We tried for 8 months and it wasn't going anywhere. And we tried 2 different therapists too. So it's just, you know.
It just seems a little irresponsible.
I know.
To base it on, you know, especially your kids. Your kids, like, outcome, or, you know, how it's going to affect them on the Super Bowl. It just, that seems nuts to me.
I know, but maybe this is just the best gamble right now, you know? I don't know.
Okay. Hey, yeah, it's your segment, not mine. Let's get some feedback on this. So Anonymous is saying, my husband and I have been really struggling trying to figure out if we should get divorced or not. And you felt like you've gone through every other avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We're considering. So if one team, let's just say if Kansas City wins, then, like, you guys will get divorced. Or if the Eagles win or lose or whatever, you know, then like, we won't get divorced. Because she feels like at this point she's kind of exhausted every other option. Maybe if people hear this and think this is pretty smart, because maybe there's been people in this situation before. It is a really hard decision. I understand. Let's get some calls on this. 410-583-1065. Do we tell Anonymous to go for it, or do we talk her out of it? I mean, yo, my advice, I'll start. Obviously, you know, Jess is out, but it's too much. I mean, it's just too much to risk on – a football game, you know? What I would hate is if you're like, okay, that's our sign, and then, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, you're like, oh my God, what the hell do we do? And there's no going back.
Well, here's the thing. If we want to get married again, we'll get married again. But I just want to see where this goes. I mean, I even had a girlfriend in college, and she was like, I don't even know if I want to stay with my boyfriend. Like, I don't know. And she just flipped a coin for it. And she ended up, like, breaking up with the guy as a meeting the love of her life.
Really?
8 months later. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
interesting. Yeah, so. Yeah, maybe it might be, again, we always say some of these ideas are crazy enough to work. Let's start talking me out of it. She's saying, my husband and I are considering basing our decision to get divorced on the Super Bowl this weekend. Do we tell her to go? Nicole is in Baltimore. Nicole, do you feel like we should tell her to go for this or talk her out of it?
I would say talk her out of it. I think if you're at a place where you're willing to risk it on chance, you're already out of it and just kind of afraid to say the words.
So you think at this point, if they're saying it's it's based on the Super, I mean, and there's probably a lot of truth to that. Like if you're willing to throw it away on a game, which it kind of does feel like throwing it away, right? Is it not? There's definitely an element of throwing it away here.
I would agree with that.
You would say that like both of them are just kind of being wimps and don't want to like pull the trigger, but they both kind of know it's over.
Yes, correct. Definitely. Especially on a game that I think a lot of people kind of say is rigged anyway.
That's a good point. That's a good point. If it's going to be rigged, which I mean, we could debate that too, a different segment. But but maybe it's already done, and this is just their way of, you know, saying, well, at least it wasn't my responsibility.
Like, easy out.
Responsibility. Yeah. There's the word. Like it's just like, neither of them want to be responsible for like maybe pulling the trigger, right?
Correct. Yep. Agreed.
That could be it. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem.
Hey, Caitlin from Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, so she is she's considering letting the outcome of the Super Bowl decide if she should stay married or get divorced. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
Oh, totally go for it.
And why? We need to hear this side too. Why? What makes you feel good about this? Because it just seems way too big of a decision to decide on a, you know, 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but like if you trust in the universe and you believe in signs, like I totally trust in the universe. I was in a rocky marriage.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know what to do. And so one day I opened this fortune cookie and it said, it's time for change. And I was like, oh my God, this is like what I've been looking for. I mean, and then, so I left my husband.
You left it over a fortune cookie.
I asked the universe for a clear answer, and I think it gave it to me.
And do you now looking back on that, do you regret that? I just feel like if she bases this on the Super Bowl, like she's going to look back on this and be like, no, I shouldn't. This was a terrible idea, but
I'm glad that I made it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she should say, universe, give me a sign. Show me the way. Just give me a clear answer on this.
Okay.
And she just trusts completely in the Super Bowl.
No, we need to hear this side of it too. So you think she should go for it?
I say go for it, girl.
All right. That's what we need to hear. Thank you so much. Do you agree with that? Leia's in Baltimore. Leia, do you feel like we should tell her to go for this or talk her out of it?
Okay, so I personally think you should talk her out of it. I also am a little bit confused because, well, not confused, but she mentioned that they've gone to therapy. Now, when you go to therapy, you're also supposed to put in the work. So I don't know if they're putting in the work that they like got from the therapist, if they're like actively doing work, or
that's
if they
a good
just
point.
Went to therapy, heard what they had to say, and then, you know, kind of didn't really do anything. Because that's a huge contributing factor.
You can't just show up and, like, osmosis, you know? Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I wonder at this point, we can talk to her about that. Like, how hard did you really try, you know?
Right,
something for her to reflect on. That's true. Leia, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Sure, have a good day.
You too. Craig in Pasadena, do you feel like she should go for this or we talk her out of it?
I've changed my mind twice listening to some of the other callers, but I really feel like some people have a hard time making a decision.
It's true.
And so go for it. You know, this is the push that they need. It sounds like the husband's in on it too.
Right.
So.
But doesn't it seem, and I'm divorced, so maybe I'm more sensitive to this, but like, you know, my wife was the one that decided to get divorced, and it was like I guess it takes two to decide it, but you know, she was the catalyst, and it was like a really big thing. Like, it was a big deal, and she needed time to like go figure it out and all that, right? If she came to me and she was like, yo, like, so let's watch this football game, and whatever happens, like, we're going to base our marriage on it. Does it not feel a little irresponsible?
No, I totally get what you're saying. It seems like they don't want to make a decision, so they're asking somebody else to do it. But some people are like that. They just, and it seems like those two people got married to each other.
Maybe you're right. Two indecisive people. This could be maybe the only way, or maybe let's think about it Craig's way. If they don't do this, is it going to be two more years of them being in turmoil? You know, like. And not having like a clear path of which way to take it, would that be any better, right? Let's say that they took two more years to decide and then finally got divorced. Would it be better just to have something, I guess, outside of this, just say, hey, don't do this or do this or whatever, just to give them a path? Craig, that's a good point. I can't really argue too much with that. Thank you for calling, my guy.
Yep.
So, Anonymous, does that resonate? Like, do you feel like being indecisive is going to, like, you know, kill it for you guys and, like, Maybe this is the way to go then? Like, what do you...
I don't know. I'm a big believer in fate, you know? Just like, if I see the sign, I'm going to go for it. So, I don't know.
Well,
feels like the right thing to do.
I just don't want any regrets, especially with the kids involved. It's a really big decision. Well, do you guys... Have you even figured out teams yet for like, if, you know, Kansas City wins or... Eagles.
Oh no! I mean, we didn't figure out the logistics yet. This question is up in the air right now. You know,
right? Yeah, totally. Well, I'm gonna be out. Jess will be back in Tuesday morning. Are you willing to call back Tuesday and let Jess know kind of what went down?
Yeah.
Would that be okay? Mm-hmm. So I'll leave her a note, and we'll have Charlotte check in. But we'll have to expect you to call us back though, because we don't want your name, your phone number, or anything. Okay? So 8:25 on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.